Wilmslow Wizards Basketball Club are this week's Cheshire Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. The club was set up 10 years ago by Deb Wheeler and former professional basketball player John Tresvant. Both passionate about basketball, they wanted to bring the sport into the local community, as club co-founder Deb Wheeler explains.
I think we both realised that there was very little basketball in the local community, and we were passionate about developing basketball. So we went about researching and looking into what current basketball provision was in the Wimslow and Macclesfield, sort of Cheshire East area. And from there, we had a meeting with the head of PE at Wimslow High School. We then we started doing an after-school club at the Wimslow High School. One of the things that came out of the initial meeting was that there wasn't an exit club. There wasn't a place for children who maybe play at school to then move on and go to a club. So that kind of was one of the key drivers behind us actually setting up the club, the community club. Our key aim, I suppose, our main objectives was to sort of provide basketball as a real choice of sport for children in the local community. To provide high-level basketball coaching. We focused on the ages of 8 to 19 initially. And we wanted to make a sustainable basketball club where talent and passion could be identified and children could really excel in the sport. We then we secured some funding, £10,000 worth of funding to provide in the region of about 10 after-school clubs at all the high schools in the area. I think if I recall back, we had over 300 children regularly attending. I think the programmes were about 6 to 8 weeks long. And we then tried to grow the club as best we could. So we initially started in Wimslow at the high school, hired the facility there. And from there we grew. We became part of Cheshire East Basketball Forum, which was a group of basketball clubs in the Cheshire East area who put on a development league, which we participated in on a regular basis. It was just before the Olympics, the year or so before the Olympics, and with it being the London 2012 Olympics, it meant that, you know, British basketball had a team. So that was exciting times for us.
Club co-founder and coach John Tresvant swapped California for Manchester when he joined the Oldham Celtics in the late 1980s. He had a successful playing career before turning to coaching and setting up Wilmslow Basketball Club.
I'm from America. I'm originally from San Francisco, California. I played high school basketball. Then I went on to junior college. And I became a junior college All-American, best player in the state of California. Then I went on to Texas A&M University, graduated from Texas A&M, decided what I was going to do. Then a friend of mine from San Francisco named Alton Bird, I grew up watching him. He's a legend over here in England. He asked me what I was going to do after the summer pro league. And I was like, I don't know. I had a few job opportunities, but I was like, I don't know. I got Turkey, South America, Japan was all going to give me a contract. So he said, come on, John, come over to England with me. I said, okay, cool. So I decided to come to England and been here quite a few years now. First team I came over, I played for Oldham Celtics. We won 5 trophies in 2 years. And then wasn't the Bosman ruling yet. They threw a very high-powered transfer fee on my head, so I decided to go back and play in the CBA, which is the G League now in America. So I did that for a season, and I was like, well, then the team, Oklahoma City, before it was Oklahoma City Cavalry, the CBA team, and they was like, well, John, we're going to trade for you and everything. And I was like, okay, cool, but I decided not to go, and I decided to come back over here because the Giants offered me a contract, my first stint with the Giants. And then I just did pretty good with them. I came second in the league in scoring. And then I decided to say, this is pretty good. I can do this. It was a good experience for me, you know, and plus playing in an All-Star game. I was the MVP of the All-Star game twice, slam dunk champion 3 times. So it's, you know, I had a pretty good career, and you play to win. And, you know, you try to win much as you can. You try to win more than you lose, and then you try to have an impact on the game. You know, and I think I did that over my years here, but you try to, as they say, give back now. You know, now I have the time to help the kids to develop and coach and stuff like that, because I've been doing it throughout my career with my clubs I play with, because we used to go to different schools all over the area where I was playing at. We would go into a basketball program, you know, self-esteem program with the kids in development, and then I just carried it on from there.
John teamed up with Deb Wheeler to set up the club in 2011. 10 years later, and the club has continued to grow, with training sessions at Wilmslow High School and King's School in Macclesfield.
It's been 10 years now since my club's been running, and I decided to try to give a little bit back to the school, high schools, the primary schools in the area, and which is, you know, just try to, you know, give a little bit of professionalism to the basketball, which is, you know, in Macclesfield. I've been to all the high schools in the area and have a pretty good rapport with a lot of the head teachers and the head of the PEs. And I was to work at the college in Macclesfield College. I was doing a program called Enrichment, where I was helping kids, you know, who wants to play basketball and just wants to get out there and try to do some things and just try to, you know, just try to make a difference, you know, and that's what I try to do now with this club. I just try to create fun, funness for the kids, you know, and give the parents a little rest and just try to give the kids a little bit of, we call it a fundamentals to the professional. And then, you know, just the little things that they can implement in their game when they're at home or out in the park or somewhere or in the driveway or out on the street, you know, just dribbling a basketball, keeping their head up, learning how to dribble with their left hand. You know, we try to cater to all the kids just to give them a little different sport to enjoy. You know, that's the whole point. You just want to come and try basketball. It's an enjoyable sport. It's fast paced. You get fit. And then basically we just wanted to get it out there to make sure kids can come and play. You know, we try to make it affordable for kids to come and play and then try to be enjoyable for kids to come and play, you know, with a friendly atmosphere, a great environment. You know, I was in a few jobs here and there, and I decided, okay, stick to what you know best, development, kids, understanding the game, trying to build their self-esteem, trying to help kids, as we say, give back, help kids to achieve their goals.
The club recently returned to junior training following the latest lockdown. Club members Joseph and Kota are delighted to be able to be back training at the club.
I always had a net in my garden, so yeah, I got my ball out and then yeah, just started practicing a bit and, you know, enjoyed it and yeah, found about this place and then came back.
It's great, like someone with like experience teaching you, because it's not just someone who's there coaching, it's like someone who's got experience in the game and knows what it does to be like a good professional, so it's always helpful having tips from that sort of person. It's like the atmosphere, like it's like a big team essentially, like, so yeah, playing drills and like people just like mess around if you miss one and stuff. It's just, yeah, it's like it's a fun atmosphere to be in learning. It's just, it's something fun to do, you know. It's like, if you want a way to get fit, it's one of the best things to do because you're doing lots of stuff and it's, yeah, it's really good fun.
I think I started basketball when I was in 2014, so I'll be around 8 or something like that. And then I started basketball because all my brothers and my stepsister did basketball, so I decided to be cool like them. And yeah, they always looked cool dunking, and so yeah, I just wanted to play basketball because they looked cool. You see a lot of new people coming around, it's fun teaching them, and what I like about this is you get to play games. And it's fun scoring and getting told by John what to do to play better and stuff. Well, here in Wilmslow Basketball Club, it lets you have more friends and more friends to talk to when you're, like, even though you're not in school and you're not going out to the park or anything like that, it's just a good place to have fun.
Adam, Alfie and Jake also train at the club, which has different sessions for different age groups.
Really good to learn from an experienced player because he can just help you out and give you tips when you've done something like wrong, especially in games, like he just stops it and like tells you where to go and stuff. It keeps me active because I don't do like a lot of other sports, but and I just find it really fun to like play with this group of people. It's just good to be with like a good group of people when you're playing sports.
I've had basketball for like a year and a half, but I only just got back into it like a couple months ago. I enjoy it a lot because it's like not boring. It's like you've always got something new to do and try, and I really like it. I like to like try and become like a really good player when I'm older.
I've been going to this club for about 6 weeks now. I started 6 weeks ago, but I used to go in year 7, which was almost 4 years ago now. But I've known John for a long time. He's been a good coach, and his sessions have always been really fun. So I started to come back about 6 weeks ago because I came out of lockdown. And I got really bored at home, so I started playing basketball at home. So then I came back and tried again, and I found it really fun. I just kept coming and coming and coming. He encourages you every time you shoot, even if you're going to miss. He likes the fact that you put effort in. It doesn't matter if it's not good, at least you put an effort in. And that's inspiring for all of us, just to become better at what we're doing. I do hockey on the side as well, and I don't find that near as tough as this, in the fitness sense. I'm coming out sweating every single time. It's good for fitness, this sport, especially. It's hard work, and you're going to transition back and forth instantly. So, and you're working your legs constantly.
Wilmslow Basketball Club has a junior focus, but the club also has senior training sessions for adults, which will return this week following the latest easing of restrictions. Alongside the club's growth, there's also been challenges.
We certainly have achieved our aim of being a sustainable club. It's not been easy. It's been extremely challenging. A lot of the challenges around the availability of sports halls, availability of coaches and officials. If you think it's not massively played in schools in the area. We developed various programs. I organized various training courses, coaching courses. We put several members through level one and level two coaching, level two table official, reffing courses. We mainly focused on children. That was our thing. Different to a lot of the clubs. They start with the men's team and enter leagues. We were more focusing on children and giving children the opportunity to play basketball. So we worked with a lot of the primary schools. We did after school programs with primary schools. During the Olympics, we organized a basketball festival or a basketball tournament for all the primary schools within Wimslow, which was fabulous. We had about 8-9 schools attending, over 100 children having fun. Parents were able to watch. From there, we set up a men's team. We entered the Warrington League. And I'm pleased to say we won both our divisions in consecutive years. We achieved Sport England Club Mark and England Basketball Level 3 within 4 months of setting up. That clearly demonstrates our desire to be a very organised, professional, customer-focused club, ensuring that the safeguarding of children and vulnerable adults is key to us.
Deb and John are passionate about getting more people involved in the sport. The club has plans to continue to grow and develop further links with schools and communities in the area.
We're looking forward to the future. It's exciting. It has been a challenging year. It's been stop, stop, start, stop, stop, start, start. So there's a lot of the projects that we were focusing on starting in the past couple of years have obviously been delayed. But moving forward, what we'd really like to do now is develop a local league based in the Macclesfield area for primary school children and high school and sick formers. I'd really like to develop ladies basketball and ladies basketball fitness moving forward. We do have, I'm pleased to say, quite a few girls have started to attend more so recently now. So it'd be great to develop that further. Another key thing that we're looking at developing is the Wimslow Wizard Apprenticeship Programme. My background is in recruitment, learning and development, and career coaching. So I really would like to sort of give the opportunity for children who are keen to get involved in the club, and not just children, but adults as well, keen to get involved in the club in whatever manner, to give them work experience, knowledge, so that when they move forward into college work, they've got the sort of interpersonal skills. So it's not just about teaching people basketball. It's also about developing confidence, empathy, communication skills, management skills, teamworking skills, all those key things, transferable skills, that when you're looking for work, they're the key things that employers do focus on and sometimes isn't as focused on in schools as it may be. So it's exciting, it's been challenging, but moving forward, you know, we've got new people joining, we've got new coaches coming on board. So I'll be, again, looking at potentially organising and coordinating maybe a level one and a level two coaching course coming up. We've got a number of parents who are really keen on and working with us and some sponsorship, but we would really like to sort of build some more partnerships with the local community, like we have done over the past 10 years, but really move forward with that.
There's lots of exciting things planned at Wilmslow Basketball Club, and John Tresvant is hopeful the sports profile will continue to rise in the UK.
Well, it used to be back in the 90s, mid-90s and late 90s, and we were on TV on Sky like 3 times a week back in the day, so it had a very good popularity. And then I think with the thing with the collapse of ITV Digital, and I think leaving Sky, and now one of my good friends, Bob Hope, he's bringing it out, live streaming it now. And and it's starting to grow back a little bit more now, which is kind of good. But with a lot of the players are coming in, people are not familiar with it, and it's a tough situation to come in to be a professional, and you have no fans, and it's like scrimmaging every day, but now things, I think next season, the fans will be back, and it'd be more, as they say, more seats on the butt, and more bodies in the seats, as they say, and it'd be great, if they have that opportunity to get back again, and let everybody know this is a great sport. I think it would be more popular if it'd be back on TV as it was once upon a time. But I think, having more, like when we used to play, it was more arena area. A lot of the arenas were being used now. It's, people are getting their own little semi-arenas built. And it is growing, you get to let the local communities like Chester, Phoenix, they got a nice little facility there. And, it's as they say, it's growing. It should be growing back to a level like it used to be.
Due to the pandemic and guidance from Basketball England, anyone wanting to attend a session needs to register their attendance with the club. The club's contact details can be found on their Facebook page, Wilmslow Wizards Basketball Club.
We just want to just let them know we're here. We're here we're at King's, and we have Wilmslow High School, and we kind of, and then we have a person that we have a Facebook page, and then basically we just want to get it out there to make sure kids can come and play. We try to make it affordable for kids to come and play, and then try to be enjoyable for kids to come and play, with a friendly atmosphere, a great environment.
So if anybody is interested in getting involved in the club, you can find us on Facebook, Wilmslow Wizards Basketball Club. All my contact details are there. So if anybody is interested in whatever aspect of basketball, then please get in touch. It would be great to get involved with lots of different people.